7강 유형 기출 맛보기
Dr. Paul Odland and his friend Bob travel frequently to South America, where they provide free medical treatment for disabled children of poor families. One day, they went to a local marketplace. Paul wanted to buy some souvenirs, and he spotted a carving that he liked. The non-English-speaking seller was asking 500 pesos for the carving. With Bob acting as interpreter, Paul offered 300, and his opponent proposed 450. The bargaining in the noisy market became spirited, even intense, with Paul stepping up his price slightly and the seller going down slowly. The pace increased so fast that Bob could not keep up with the back-and-forth interpretation. Meanwhile, observing the seller carefully, Paul sensed something wrong in Bob's interpretation. In fact, the seller had gone below Paul's last offer. When Paul raised his doubt, Bob instantly recognized the error and corrected his interpretation. At length, they settled the deal, and he was delighted to purchase the carving at a reasonable price and thanked Bob. Read and apply.
1. Donnie and Walter, two very sick patients, shared a hospital room. Donnie occupied the bed next to the room's only window. When sitting up, he had a clear view through the window. Walter's poor health kept him lying on his back, so Donnie entertained him with detailed descriptions of what he saw outside. One night, Donnie died in his sleep. Remembering his roommate's vivid depictions, Walter had the nurse move his bed to the window a few days later. He slowly managed to sit up, looked outside, and discovered that the window faced a blank wall. He asked the nurse why Donnie had pretended there was a beautiful view. The nurse replied that the man was blind and that she believed he did it to help Walter stay positive.
Two. After a powerful tsunami hit Indonesia, separating a little girl named Wati from her family, the family searched for her for many years until finally giving up and assuming that she had died. Miraculously, though, 7 years later, Wati was reunited with her parents and told them that a woman had found her and forced her to beg for money. The girl had tried to find her family, but she could only remember the name of her grandfather, Ibrahim. One day, a cab driver who knew an old man named Ibrahim heard Wati's story and took her to him. Although the old man didn't recognize Wati at first, he took her to see his daughter. The parents later confirmed that Wati was their daughter, based on a scar on her hip. Actual reading.
1. One day, an elderly carpenter decided to retire. His employer, distressed by the thought of losing one of his best workers, asked the carpenter to do one final job. The carpenter agreed, but it soon became clear that his heart was not in it, and the house that he had been assigned did not turn out well. It was a sad way for him to end his career. When his employer came to inspect the house, he surprised the old man by handing him a key. He said, "This is my gift to you." Had the carpenter known he was constructing a residence for himself, he would have exerted more effort.
Two. An elderly man once approached the renowned poet and artist Dante Gabriel Rossetti with some sketches. He told Rossetti that he had recently acquired them, but he would be willing to sell them if they were of any value. After Rossetti looked at a few, he kindly told the man that he was sorry but the pictures didn't appear to be worth much. The old man then requested that Rossetti appraise a few more. Rossetti was impressed by this second group and said he could tell they were made by a young student with great potential. When he inquired about the artist, the man replied, "It was me 40 years ago. I suppose I gave up on art too soon."
Three. One day, Valerie's 86-year-old friend Linda asked to be driven to her doctor's appointment. Valerie consented to her request and picked her up. After stopping at a red light on the way to the doctor's office, Valerie suddenly felt someone else's car bump into hers from behind. Valerie and Linda were both uninjured, but Linda was furious. She started yelling and cursing, and Valerie was starting to worry that Linda might explode into a fit of rage. Valerie nervously stepped out of the car, and a young woman stepped out of the other, looking embarrassed. Without even thinking, though, Valerie approached and gently hugged her, and then everything changed. The woman started to relax, and Linda saw what was happening and calmed down as well. It just goes to show that a little kindness can help resolve a tense situation.